I'm Garrett Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap the first racing at the Knoxville Raceway in 2025. The green flag dropped on the Knoxville Raceway season over the weekend. While Friday's program was rained out, Saturday had clear and cool conditions, and the raceway welcomed the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars into town, along with the rival High Limit Series, who had the weekend off from their schedule of events. Plus, add in nearly all of the Knoxville weekly drivers and a few independent invaders, and it added up to 65 sprint cars, which many said looked more like a Nationals preliminary night than the season opener in April. Early out of the box, Rico Abreu was fast as he took overall quick time and won his heat. After placing third in a dash, it was time for the A-Main. One of the big stories of the night was 11-time Knoxville Nationals winner Donnie Schatz being forced to draw on a provisional due to qualifying poorly and being forced to run one of the last chance races. Up front, Abreu controlled the first half of the race until that Larson kid came making his move. Kyle Larson, who was coming off a dominating weekend in his day job in the NASCAR Xfinity and Cup races at Bristol Motor Speedway last week, was closing in on Abreu. And what looked like a comfortable win for him was anything but, especially the last three laps.
Three to go. Rico Abreu, Kyle Larson, Logan Schuchart, Aaron Reitzel, and Tyler Courtney are top five. David Gravel.
Oh, Rico got held up out of two.
So Gravel, Selzy, Austin McCarl, Sweet, and Axum, your top ten. And we've got action. Big time action. Rico Abreu. Here comes Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson chops off J.J. Hickel, a lap car, into turn one, and he was right there with Rico, but he couldn't get it done. And now might have scrubbed the fence there coming out of turn two. He got way up high, lost some ground on Rico. They're coming to the white flag. The white flag waves for Rico. He's got a 1.1 second lead on Kyle Larson. Here comes Larson. They're both up on the cushion. A lap car at the tail of the field here. Chase Randall right in front of Rico Abreu. Larson has caught him. Here comes Kyle Larson on the bottom. Turn four, side by side. Rico holds him off by about a car length and a half at the checkers.
Abreu was the winner by just 0.2 of a second over Larson. Logan Schuchart was the top outlaw driver. We heard from all three in victory lane.
And Rico Abreu beats Kyle Larson for his eighth career win at Knoxville Raceway. And this crowd loves it. High fives and hugs all around the crew. Rico's got a hat, a NOS towel. Rico, what a battle that was between you and Young Money. You guys are great friends. Always incredible stuff when you guys are on the track together. Walk me through the last couple laps. How did you react to the pressure he put on you the last couple laps?
Well, I mean, I know someone was coming, so I'm not making friends on the racetrack, that's for sure. I just appreciate Ricky Warner. Just his critical thinking, you know, thoughtfulness, and just execution on this race car, and Zach and Brady. We put these packages together and come here and just to get to race against the best guys in the business. So I got a lot of Waste Connections people here tonight, locally in the Des Moines area. Recycling, is big for the future. So it's incredible to bring new fans to the races and for them to experience a win like this as a partner of ours is. It's second to none. It's hard to do that stuff. So especially to beat the Outlaws at the toughest track in the country. And, I'm just trying to think of the process of dissecting my car in lap traffic and just having some issues with my wing ram. It's just things we fought last year. And I got to push it forward as we go down the straightaways and just really think about hitting my mark. So I knew somebody was going to be coming just with, for how much I had to move around on the racing surface. And this is, Knoxville Raceway is definitely becoming one of my favorite tracks in the world.
During those two yellows that we had, did you kind of take a moment to catch your breath and put a plan together for how you'd react on the last green flag run?
I knew the exits at the bottom were getting tricky, and if you could just, when you get lap cars running side by side, I wanted to set a fast pace and get some momentum, the gear we had in our car, get momentum going up top and just really hit my mark. So that's when you get in those situations, you just have to be really patient. Just thought process through footwork. And when you race against the best, you can't make any mistakes to beat them.
Rico Abreu collects his first win of the 2025 season. If you had one more lap, do you feel like you could have gotten to Rico and anything you could have done differently there coming out of turn four?
I wish I wouldn't have had to try a Hail Mary. I wish I would have just not made so many mistakes. Once I got the second, I could piece a couple good laps together and then I'd push a little too hard and mess up. The bottom, if you could hit it, was really fast, but If you missed it, it was worth probably more than what you could gain. And unfortunately, I screwed up a few times. So kind of lost touch of him, but was able to piece together a really good 1 and 2 there on the last lap. And we just had that lapper in front of us, and was kind of stuck. I got, you know, there, but I was just too stuck to have enough cleaner on exit. So yeah, good job to Rico there. Was able to, you know, steal one from him late in August. So I'm sure it feels good to get one back on me. But happy about my car once again here in Knoxville. You know, come from 9th with a tough field like that feels great. So looking forward to, you know, the next few months of racing sprint cars, and hopefully keep just dialing it in.
So having an important question that kind of ties into August. NASCAR's in Iowa the first weekend of August, so there's been some talk. Maybe you'd run 360 Nationals to get some extra laps for the 410 Nationals, but I know you love Ironman as well. You're probably not going to be able to come here in June. Do you and Paul Silva know where you'll be that first week of August?
We'll probably decide as it gets closer. Obviously, logistically, it's much nicer being here in Knoxville, but as you mentioned, yeah, I mean, we've had some really good success at Peely, so kind of just depends on probably, you know, what my schedule looks like that weekend. But either way, we'll be racing somewhere, so that's always good when you're behind the wheel. So you know, thanks to you fans for coming out here in April, and we look forward to seeing you all once again here in August.
Good stuff tonight. Kyle Larson brings it home in second. Logan, how would you summarize that 25 laps?
I don't think we weren't as good as what we needed to be. You know, I could have been better. You know, you could always, you know, fight them off a little bit better. I felt like, you know, I wish I would have got to the top and in the very beginning and just ripped around there. But it's hard as a leader, you get the start like that, to know where to go. And, you know, I felt like we were good. We actually started catching back up to them there the last few laps in traffic. And it's a good run. You know, a podium finish here at Knoxville with, you know, close to 70 cars, and as good as the field as you're going to see in August. So lining up on Saturday night. So happy to be, you know, up here on the podium. I feel like we learned some things and we have room for improvement. So just, you know, happy to do what I do, race here at Knoxville, the greatest place in the world. And as a sprint car fanatic, I just love being here. Every chance we get to be here and race in front of these great fans, all my sponsors, Dryden Performance Products, C&D Rigging, Federated Auto Parts, everybody that helps this race team, Triple X, Smith Titanium. We had some awesome new brake system that Stevie made, and it was really fun to go down there and work the brakes and run the bottom there at the end of the race. And like I said, I felt like we were catching them doing that. So FK Shocks, Wing Dynamics, DMI, Newman's Racing Engines, we got a great group of people. So really happy to get this car back here in June, and like I said, I feel like we learned some things. So
up next for Knoxville Raceway is a regular season opener this Saturday. Live coverage can be heard on KNIA with live trackside at 5 and race nights live at 7. For KNIA Cable Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.